my toolbox.
I got a loose tooth. Get the pliers.
No, I'm fine. Pliers.
And we're back, and we're trying to run this blockade.
We're blockade runners.
And so far we're failing.
No, you haven't gotten blown up
yet. If only we had one of those ships.
If only we had the bandit.
If we were underwater, they'd been in a lot of trouble. My ship is made to go underwater.
That's a unique feature of the...
Hello, Thunder Kitty.
Of the deep water light frigates. Okay, so one of the things to let you guys know, you're going up against some other fighters who are considered the same scale. You're in starfighter scale, they're starfighter scale. The capital ships are another next step up in the scale, and the way that the game looks at that is they have a little chart, and those that the difference between starfighter and capital is 4D, which means attacking a capital ship from smaller to larger. Exactly. Can we edit that so that it becomes a Wookiee sound?
You need me to burp every time I need to talk.
Yeah, I could extend it out and make it a little deeper.
Oh my god.
This will be fun. Anyway, so what happens is you'll get 4D to your attack roll to hit, because, you know, it's a big-ass capital ship, not too hard to miss. However, they're going to get an extra 4D to absorb the damage, right? That works in the other direction as well. So if they hit you, it's going to do a lot more damage, but you also get 4D to your dodge to avoid the shot. Hmm. And that's based on the size category of the weapon, and not just, you know, so they're using capital ship weapons, those turbo lasers that they talk about in the movies that are, that's why they never hit anybody. But if they do, then the ships got blown up. So that's kind of what you're facing with the capital ships. So far, the capital ships have do not seem to have noticed you.
Even though we're shooting at their buddies.
Well, that's happened this round. Next round may be different. All right. So you've shot at them. They were dodging as they're coming into position. So now this round, they're going to be shooting at you.
Yay!
So how does it work with ships with more than one, like, can the pilot dodge and the...
The pilot can dodge while the gunner is gunning.
Oh my god.
Random.
All right, misses you. One of them actually falls off as it's firing. It loses control and goes off in a weird direction because I rolled really badly.
Does it crash into the other ship?
Where the hell's he going? Scared him off.
He says, "Screw this, I'm gone."
Roger, Roger.
Oh my god. All right, so.
Roger, Roger.
This is later in the war. They can start saying funny stuff, too.
Oh, my God. They were so hilarious.
Yeah. Eventually, they got bored
with the movie. Well, I mean, there were droids that never got memory wipes because they were constantly in service.
All right.
So they get a little quirky after a while. Yeah.
So 12 points of damage to you.
What? What shot me?
One of the ships. One of the vultures.
Okay.
What are your shields?
1D.
Okay. So you're going to add that to reduce the damage, and then you're going to roll your hull as well.
Couldn't I have dodged?
Hmm?
I didn't do anything.
Do you want to do that as your action? That means when you attack later on, you'll have...
He's got a gunner, though.
I've got a gunner who can fire at them as I'm going by.
Okay.
So I will be dodging. What would I use for dodging?
Okay, now this is going to replace their target number. Now, if you roll bad, then... they'll hit you just the same.
That's fine.
Okay, so roll your starship, your starfighter operations. Your piloting. And
nothing from him.
You'll add...
Maneuverability?
Maneuverability, yeah.
It's two more dice.
Yep.
Damn it, Thunder, go away.
24.
Okay. They still hit.
Good lord.
Yep, they also, their dice also exploded into them as well. But go ahead and roll your,
It's 1D.
1D plus your hull, which is 4D.
4D.
What did I say? 20?
And I don't use my shields here, right?
12 for some reason.
Hmm? 12.
12.
I don't need a 3D from here, right?
No. No, that's if you're going to adjust your shield or anything.
13.
All right. So it plinks. No damage. That was all of them. The capital ship.
I need to make the next prop.
Nice of them to keep ignoring us.
It notices you.
Yay!
Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right. And but they're not going to attack you this round. Well, it takes a minute for the order of, you know, fire all cannons to get implemented. Okay, so your turn.
So I'm going to have the assistant gunner fire at this one.
Mm-hmm.
The astromech will pump a torpedo into this guy, and as I'm going to keep going by. Or I can have the other. I have two other people in there, two gunners, so.
I thought you had one gunner.
Nope. One crew plus two gunners.
Okay, so the gunner is on the rear turret.
There's right? Two gunners.
So the other, that was the one that's working the front cannons.
Front cannons are can be fired by me.
Okay. So the gunner is in the rear turret position.
I'm just telling you what that one says. It says, this takes a crew of one. It doesn't say who fires these. So it can be me that fires them. That's fine.
Yeah. So that'll just be at minus 1D because of the dodge action that you took.
That's fine. So the
or you can move on through and then get an arc for the turret.
I don't think I can get past him.
You have that corridor right next to it. It's not like
I can get right here on him.
Yeah.
Which is what I'll do. Then I'll just he can put both turrets on that guy then.
Yep.
That's what he's gonna do, and he gets it's just one roll for both.
Well, the turret's fire link, so it's the same. It's one.
Okay.
It's one for the cannon. But you can also fire one if you want to, but it'll be at minus one because of the action that you took.
No, I'm past him. Okay. Yeah, I'm past him.
All right, so go ahead and shoot him with the turret.
No, we're firing at the capital ship.
Yeah. What are you shooting? What part of the ship? Do you want to target any systems? Any specific systems?
Fire control.
That's really, really, really specific. So, but you can if you want. It'll be you'll get plus 4D.
You know what? No, we're gonna blast this dude.
I'm about to say that.
Keep moving. The vulture's the more because I'm past.
He's not
his,
gonna be able to.
I'm past his broadside, and by the time he turns around, I'll be gone. So I'm gonna blast this vulture right here. He's gonna get both barrels.
Not bad.
All right, that's a hit. Roll your damage.
So it's 2D for each one.
Wait, is it? I thought it was 5.
Laser cannon fire. Oh, I'm sorry. It's 4D.
Yep, 4D damage.
So he takes 16 off of that one.
No, it's just one. They're twin, but they're linked, so they're fired together in order to be able to get that level of damage.
16,
and that's enough to make him go poof. Well, he's still there. He's just heavily damaged.
Okay.
Let's turn him backwards so we know which one's busted up.
It is bombed out and depleted.
Are you gonna try to keep it going faster?
Yes. That's a 19. No, it's not, because I'm flying too. So let me
reroll
that.
Oh, then
you're the one who's flying.
Yeah, you can't do that then at this point.
No,
you can.
No, he was flying.
No, no, they switched because she's got a better pilot.
Okay.
So he's manning the shield now.
Okay. Alright.
Can
so,
I not up the thing as I'm flying?
Okay, you can, will... you can, but it'll take that one dice away from all the things that you're doing.
Okay, then I'll just use that 19 to pilot.
Okay. Alright. So you can go ahead and move up 3.
And now we're in close range.
Can I do a scan action or anything to see what this destroyer is doing?
Yep.
And that was mechanical, wasn't it?
Cutting us up right
and
now.
You're going to use the, you're gonna use, the search.
It's inert the shield.
Or no, excuse me, focus. So
another
what's
two
focus
dice,
on your...
I believe.
What's that?
See, our focus best on the course ship? Is him not to have to do anything.
Yeah.
5,
2D plus something.
2. For the focus scan?
Yep.
2D
yeah.
plus 2? Okay.
2D
so.
Plus 2, okay. Whoa, yeah, okay, so...
You broke the scanner.
So, everything's fine here. We're all fine.
We just told them we're like...
who are you? What's your operating number?
T-503.
Hey, this sounds more like T-4-T-2.
Roger, roger.
No, I don't know that guy.
Roger, roger.
All right, I'm going to fire at the one that's still functional and aimed in the right direction.
All
right. Ooh, not good. 13.
Let's see here. Close range.
Roll 3 ones.
So that'll hit.
2.
Oh, wow, really?
At that range, yeah.
All right.
They're not dodging. They're focusing on trying to shoot you.
Not so good on the damage either. 10.
We need to step up our game here.
Okay, that planks.
I need some different dice. These are all rolling ones. So,
can you do anything like up our shields or anything like that?
You have start.
He has 2 dice.
Space transport repair.
He has 2 dice in it. I mean, they've got.
He can still try.
Yeah, I can try. So it's just a 2D for me.
Yep.
Hey,
Ken. Okay. Yeah. It's not gonna boost anything, but. Yep. All right. So now their turn. The ship's gonna try and save and not disintegrate. All right. So the one ship is not falling apart yet, but not able to do anything. Yeah. Next ship. Why do I even move the thing that I have out of the?
You see.
I am silly. So the one in the back turns and is shooting at you.
This guy's turning?
Yep.
And what's his... Can he turn in one spot?
Yeah, like go like
He'll
that.
Move a little bit, yeah. That's going to be a hit unless we're trying to dodge.
Oh, yeah, I'm dodging.
But now, if you're dodging as part of the action, it's going to replace the target number. He rolled... It may be best to go ahead and take the hit and just soak it.
All right, then we'll just try to soak it then.
Okay, that's 18. So roll your shields and your hull.
Wow.
Right, okay, really? Roll again.
Oh, it keeps exploding?
Yep.
Kill him!
Do you want to add that up, or do you just want to just laugh?
Yeah, we'll just laugh at it. As a, no.
It shoots you with a really powerful hit and thinks, you know, I'm going to totally get a nice oil bath after this. Wait, what? All right, and the other one missed. That one kept together. Capital ship is going to fire at you.
At me?
Yep.
I'm past his broadside.
He's turning.
Mm-mm.
He's got a crap chance to hit you with the edge of the fire.
I think it's really lucky, like you just did.
Yeah. And explodes not only the dice but me. Guess who I'll be playing? I'll be playing the ship tech.
It's gonna be a short adventure.
I'm glad I rode with you.
Well, that's what I'm here for, is to draw them in, because you guys, you're more important to get through.
One,
Okay. Roll four dice. You get, because you automatically get that added to the number because of the size. All right, that's a he misses.
Good God.
Yeah. Whatever that was, he just shot was probably pretty scary looking as it went by.
Yeah.
Whoa. they were turbo lasers.
Unlike the rock eyebrow. The people's eyebrow.
And the other one that you haven't figured out what they're doing, still hasn't seemed to do it. No, the other destroyer.
This guy saved. What is he doing?
He shot and missed.
Okay.
I've seen this in Star Trek. There's nobody on that ship.
Yeah. We should take it.
All right. And your next turn? What are you doing, Dave?
He's getting a torpedo. Range is
Wow, you're
one.
Really close.
It's one.
Yeah.
You're going to feel the back blast on that one.
Yep.
Like I said, I'm glad
two
I'm with
dice.
You.
Plus three.
Oh,
wow,
Lord.
He's got some good dice
he's
over
on
there.
Fire.
Wow.
1829. The fuck?
All right. Now
I want to have your droid up your shield.
That's gonna hit. Roll your damage. 9D.
Nine. Wow.
For the torpedoes. Yeah. But he's using something that you use on a capital ship to blow up a fighter that has no shields.
He's going to blow them up real
vaporize.
Good.
That's what I wanted to do.
Let's just cut the rest of them and figure it out and leave.
10, 20, 35.
Well, he actually rolled really well on the soak, but still, he's just way more than 16 over.
The rear gunner is going to target this one who's not hurt.
Mm-hmm.
He's two away, which still puts him in short range.
Mm-hmm.
So it's two, and you gave those guys 2D.
Well, actually, you need to double that, because we're kind of doubling the hexes. So, he's actually going to be in the medium range.
Okay.
That's why we have to everyone speed.
9, 12, 15
That's
to
enough.
Hit.
That's enough.
And it's 4D.
Okay, so he takes some heavy damage. And that's going to damage some systems. So I have an empty chart here for severely damaged.
It'll be life support, and they don't need it.
Those things are life support.
Now, lost some moves. He's got some structural damage. Looks like it's going to fall apart.
And then for my move, I'm going to 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Okay.
You know what I don't understand? I didn't think TIE fighters had life support. That's the reason why they wore the mask. But then they just, you know, Finn and...
Yeah.
What's his name? They just jumped right in there.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah. I thought about that, too, when they got in. But
No, TIE fighters can do everything.
It's your guys' turn. What you got?
Okay, now keep in mind, you know, doing any other movement other than just flying straight would have been one off of your attack hit.
Okay, then I'll just keep moving straight.
No,
I'll keep moving straight.
If you want to do that. I'm going to let it slide, you know, but we want to make sure we watch the actions.
Yeah.
Hey, you kind of just left us back here.
I'm going to watch that guy's actions.
I made a hole. I made a hole.
Both of those are essentially falling apart. They're...
Hey!
Oh, yeah, but essentially he pissed off the big ship.
21.
Mm-hmm.
What is that destroyer doing?
I didn't shoot at it. I left it.
That destroyer, a 21, that's good enough to see that it's pinging away at sensors out there in the field.
Oh! Doesn't even care about us. Okay. Just put the speed on. Let's get out of here.
No reason to fire this time. Just move me.
You want to try to increase the speed?
Yeah. be back flying?
No, I'm assuming that she's probably still flying because you know, wouldn't switch seats that quickly.
No, okay. So you should have took a minus.
Well, he can try to make it go faster.
Yeah,
that's true
if
too.
He wants to do that this round
instead of shooting. Yeah, and that would be
space transport ops.
Well, I'm good at that.
Or no, space transport repair under technical.
I'm not as good at that.
Trying to coax more out of engines.
Oh, exploded! Exploded again.
Nice. 12, 16, 20.
Oh, that'll give you an extra square. Absolutely. All right. Very cool.
One more round like that, and we're out of here.
Pretty much. The battle's going on over here. None of those have changed. The droid controller ship hasn't spotted you. Except they've noticed the fire off in that direction. What happened is the capital ship missed and fired off in that direction, and that's why the frigate missed. That's why the destroyer is looking that way, seeing what it was firing at.
Oh, oh my God.
Roger, roger.
He fired over here?
He fired that way to try to hit you.
Uh-huh. Right? And
the destroyer
missed.
Is now looking to see what's out there where the blaster bolts went.
What are you looking at? I don't see it. I've got my broadside to it.
And you know, it doesn't see you. It's losing track of you at this point. It'll be sending messages to to everyone to identify you, but you're really kind of past any of the things that can intercept you.
Unless that thing's got a rear firing arc, I'm past it.
It does, and it can fire off at you, but it's not gonna.
Or him.
Yeah, it's not gonna.
Or you.
Or me. Or you. Or him.
All right. So now, you guys will get past that.
Told you, piece of cake.
Let's go and remove these.
Yeah, we'll relay to the rest of the ships to bug out.
We're through. The eagle has landed.
All right. Hand me those guys.
An eagle? It's a bird.
It's a bird. Kind of like a curry that you guys eat. Because she's working. They don't have eagles. They have other stuff.
I don't think any planet in this galaxy has eagles.
Not that we know, man. I don't even know if my guy would know what an eagle is.
Still like a Minock.
Yeah. Minock.
The Minock has landed.
Wait, do they land?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah, they land
all
on
our ships.
They land on power cables and stuff.
Yep. No one with power cables.
No one on
the Wookiee has braided. I repeat, the Wookiee has braided.
She's not pregnant. That's what that means. No, I'm kidding. All right. So you guys have gotten through the blockade. Thank you. So now it's just a matter of landing. Can you go ahead and give me a pilots? Can you give me a starship ops? Like either starfighter or space transport.
It would be Mike. Oh, she's driving now.
All right.
Oh,
I'm still rolling.
I have a two.
They crashed.
Okay. I used up all my luck in the fight.
You rolled a one?
I rolled a one, so it took away my positive die.
Well,
I've got one plus one.
Not always. In this case, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. It's going to be botched because the other, what you rolled is really bad. All right, so what did you get?
A 16.
Okay. So you guys get there, you're actually off track and lost, and and don't know
Hey, where'd those guys go?
I can't believe they left us.
We can't fly as fast as you.
No, you left them. You went off, it's right here, and then you go over, and there's no landing site. So you're actually, like, in some branches that are wide enough for you to land on, but it's not actually the starport, you know, or what they have set up as a landing site. And so... They've landed. They're talking to you. Or do you want to communicate this?
Yeah. Hey, you guys went kind of fast. You lost me in the trees.
Kind of fast. We were following you.
How did you get there and not me?
The landing zone has not changed.
The landing
Where
zone.
Where are you?
You overshot the landing zone.
You went.
All right. Send me the coordinates, please. Probably should get those before I.
You could ask.
I believe your stupid R4 unit has the coordinates.
Stupid thing of bolts.
Wow. Are we going to have to go get him?
He'll eventually find it. It's just going to take a while.
And there he goes again. Well, hey.
Here we go.
Perhaps you should rewire your R4 droid.
Damn trees all look the same from up here.
Hey, I've got droid repair, but it's no good to you because I'm not with you.
That is a tree-ist statement to say.
I should have been the droid. I can do droid.
He used all my luck in that battle right there.
Yeah. You took out a couple of fighters. You dodged the capital ship. All right, so you guys are there. You guys you're able to land on the platform, disembark. There's a couple of clones there that are manning it. Other places that other units. There's a few clone drop ships that are at that same site. So just to describe what you see.
Wouldn't his crew be like somewhere over there?
They finally made it back.
Would they be manning it or cloning it?
Oh my god.
You're not wrong.
So this region that you land in is a...
So if a clone trooper had kids, would they all be siblings of Boba?
I don't think they can have kids.
I don't think it's ever been established whether or not they were sterile or not.
They are.
I thought that was brought up somewhere. Like they said, they can't have a family or something.
I think
they have
a desire to have a family.
So the landing site, you know, you come in, it's a true, like... starport based landing site up in the tree the branches, yeah, where they've been leveled out and kind of the Rorschach trees actually grow together, the branches grow together.
What trees?
Rorschach.
There's a lot of R's.
Rorschach.
It sounds like you're talking with something in your mouth.
This is what I was like, a what? A Rorschach?
The Rorschach trees, yeah, imagine having to come up with them if I would come up with them in my head. So its multi-level buildings are large and complex, laid out in a wide straight avenues. The combination of architecture and planning demonstrates a loving sense of artistry in the creators, beings who many consider to be nothing more than brutal, primitive savages. The trunks of the huge trees are used to enhance the beauty. They form giant brown columns around and within the city, reaching up to support the ceiling of white clouds overhead. The whole effect is further enhanced by sweeping lights, which lands out to surround the city in brilliant colored beams. Unlike Cloud City, which is held aloft by repulsor lift generators, the city is held up only by incredibly strong branches of Kashyyyk's trees. Like a giant spider web, the branches grow together to form the foundation of the city. Rorschach tree branches have a unique property. When separate branches meet, they grow together to form one interlocked branch. The new branch then sprouts new branches of its own, which reach out in all directions to find other branches to join with. Through their own growth, they form a unity. In fact, all the Rorschach trees in the grouping are a single giant plant with a unified intermixed root system. In that unity, the plant grows stronger and stronger. Landing platforms for speeders and even medium-sized cruisers are formed by remnants of huge tree limbs which have been cut horizontally close to the trunk. Many houses, shops, and other buildings are built directly into the tree. Their entrances open to nothing but empty space. Only the natural climbing claws of the Wookiees allow them to live among the trees and get into places non-Wookiees would find impossible to reach. Lift cars are employed to move cargo and transport the ill, but most Wookiees prefer to get around naturally, climbing among the trees they love. Dark green keshi vines, stronger than composite cables and self-repairing, ferry the lift cars up and down around the city. In the unlikely event a keshi vine does break, the lift cars are equipped with emergency repulsor lift units. The lights around the city do more than guide ships or illuminate the clouds. They attract creatures such as Kroi birds so that city hunters can catch them. In this way, the birds make up a large portion of the Wookiee diet. So this is the starport that you've landed in. It's currently manned by Wookiees and clone troopers, all working together to kind of keep this safe. As you come out, actually, nod to you and say, "Yes, Master Jedi, what?" Even though you're a Padawan.
Look around for a Master Jedi.
Where? I don't see one.
Someone snuck up behind him.
We were told of your. We were told of your
that's my brother.
So you're not the Jedi. We were told the Jedi was coming here.
Him.
He's your brother? I don't see the resemblance.
Is this a Wookiee or a clone talking?
It's a clone.
What is your designation? I are stupid?
CL4320. No, I'm kidding. That would have been the one right before you.
Oh, glad I wasn't in that batch.
You were.
You were totally in that batch. Yeah, no, I mean, I've been here for a while. I mean, a lot of it was just trying to find a place to land. I kept missing the platform. I don't know what... It's a thing among us.
We just went on a looky list, that's all.
Right, sure.
We saw an eagle. It's a mystical, magical animal.
Sure, some magical animal.
Well, we're in the...
Candy Mountain.
We're in the past, so that
Candy
doesn't
Mountain.
Exist yet.
Let's go to Candy Mountain,
Charlie.
Candy Mountain.
So it looks
does the atmosphere of Kashyyyk have a strange effect on clones that I have not been aware of?
Is it, I understand that there's something that you were supposed to be looking for in the wilds to the west.
Master Yoda said he sent something.
I just think they send us the broken
We don't know what. He just said he sent something.
Our scanners haven't picked up anything. I mean, life forms all over the place, but there's nothing really
droids.
We can send down more than that. No energy signs.
Especially the combat.
I kick the stupid droid lightly in the shin.
What stupid droid?
Not droid, I mean clone.
Okay.
Not him, the other one. We've been having a side conversation in Sherwood. He's like, is there something in the atmosphere of Kashyyyk that causes clones to behave oddly? And I was like, no, I just think they send us the stupid ones. And then he was like, perhaps you should kick one. They tend to work on fixing some droids.
Clones are programmed to obey the Jedi, or whoever their superiors are. So he's not going to argue if he says that they're related. He's saying they're related.
I was the one that said that.
I know, but still, that's why he's looking at him going, related? Uh-huh. See that.
No relation.
That wasn't what I meant, but anyway.
So they'll tell you, there's this area to the west that is largely uncharted. Haven't gone much further past that. I mean, there's a path down through the trees that ends at a platform a couple levels down. And after that, it's all wilds. There's no other Wookiee-made platforms to follow. So there's not that much space going that way. This is kind of at the edge of the whole the metropolitan area that they have here.
Where is the front on Kashyyyk currently? How far are we from it?
Not terribly far. It's basically around the shores of a giant lake, inland ocean, however you want to look at it. It's probably 40 kilometers to the south.
Just like a cat.
I didn't want to go out there.
Did you want to do the life detection?
Yeah.
Is that what you can do?
I wanted you to let bugs in so I could play with them.
Which one? How many dice was that for that? That didn't say.
It's under sense, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
So it'd be whatever dice you have for sense. The sense skill should be 2, I think, is unless you added
Go
more
away,
to it.
Thunder.
No, I didn't.
Go away.
6.
Okay. You're not really picking up much. It's general. There's some force use being used out there, but nothing specifically you can detect.
Okay.
You're gonna have to get closer to be able to find it.
I sense a disturbance in the force. Really, where? Is that way?
Ow, you smacked me. Sorry, I was feeling around for that disturbance.
Do we currently know where Yoda and Luminari are on the planet's surface?
They've talked to you about it. You know that Yoda's down there, down at the front to the south.
That's another thing. In the movie, they were on the damn ground.
At the shores of the ocean. Not the ground as in, like, the bottom of the forest, which is,
under
these kilometers.
Could you imagine what lives in that water?
Yeah, they have it actually documented in some of the
aquatic Chewbaccas.
Yeah, the waters are actually not that. Water they don't bookie. Have a whole lot of scary aquatic creatures.
The
scary bookie. Stuff are like the spiders. There's these spiders that they refer to as the deadliest creatures on Kashyyyk, and quite possibly the galaxy.
Yeah, I'm good.
So if you want to meet the spiders,
no.
No spiders.
You don't want to meet the spiders?
No. I'm about to hit you in the head with a sloth.
Does he have spider minis?
He has spider minis.
I was just going to say probably.
He's got big, giant spider minis.
Are they as big as wolves?
They're bigger.
You've made my skin crawl, thanks.
You should have been here the night one came down and landed in the middle of the table.
It was huge. It was like 2 millimeters.
A spider, I could have brought my long-haired tarantula.
No, she would stab you with those scissors right there.
No.
Probably run away.
No.
He's actually very calm.
No.
He'll crawl up on my head and just sit there.
I think tarantulas actually scare you.
They don't.
Yeah, just think of them like furry, you know, like dogs. They're just like tiny little.
They're
leggy.
More like brushes.
Yeah.
I know this much. He likes to be in my live streams.
He's like, I'm internet famous.
He will. He'll come up and cross it right here. Put two legs right here. And that's where he'll sit for like 2 or 3 hours till I knock him off. Or put him back in his little biome I got for him.
That's actually when he's controlling your mind and you just can't realize it. He's tapped in and going, I am controlling this human.
I'm playing this game.
That's right.
Actually, isn't it supposed to be like tarantulas don't even realize you're actually...
You're more of a tree to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is what people, the way people have described it to me.
Yeah.
Who owns spiders.
all right. Just so, like that nice mountain he likes to sit on.
So, what do you want to do with the squad of soldiers that you have? Do you want them to come with you? Do you want them to stay here?
I say we leave them.
If there's giant scary spiders, maybe more soldiers would be good.
I don't think we're going that far down.
How big of a regiment is there? Is it?
He has those minis for some reason. Squad, just, yeah.
I say we leave three, take the rest. So that's me.
Well, here's...
I think a squad of clone troopers.
The thing
four,
that you would know,
so
they are not trained really for the
squad
wilderness
thing.
Stuff.
I don't know about this.
Yeah, I think clone troopers do squad of four.
They're not really...
So we're going to call them a squad of eight. We'll stick to that.
That could just be the elite guys,
they're not
guys,
really
too,
trained for...
I'm going off of the Star Wars game. Squad
for
clone trooper commander, or yeah.
Jungle.
It's a fun game.
Yeah, that's not really there unless
combat,
they're specialized.
Yeah, they're not specialized in that. They're going to be more of a hindrance down there than they are up here. They're,
the
I mean,
Wookiee
they're,
is
they're,
nodding.
They are urban fighters.
They
are.
You can
not,
understand that. The Wookiee's nodding. That's pretty clear.
We'll leave them.
Okay.
That's a wise decision, Batman. I don't know what I call him. What I call him, Padawan or Jedi or
Master
Jedi.
Master Jedi.
It's Cal.
So,
Calibol.
So where are you, they'll ask, you know, where are you going? What should we watch for? What do you need us to do?
Watch the ship.
Do we know?
I don't know if he told us. He just told us we're going here.
We don't know what we're looking for, or I don't know what I'm looking for. I just know that Yoda and Luminari told me there was a sense they felt. That since that was culminated around the Force.
Okay.
Let's get some camo netting up over these ships to hide them from any
clones. Or not clones, droids.
Yeah, separatists. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, they'll be able to take care of that. Hide the ships.
Do any repairs that need to be done since one of them don't know how to fly anyway.
It flies great in space. It's the atmosphere that he doesn't do as well.
Yeah, all these trees look the same. I don't see you flying anything. You sit behind a shield screen like this.
Yeah, the shields worked, man. I don't know what you're talking about. All right.
Jedi, yeah. You are.
Roll something on your face there, Christy.
Nice eyebrows.
Got the unibrow. Isn't that the same stuff that was in the thing's taint?
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's on her face.
No.
So there's sloth taint that's on your face, is what you're saying.
No, all the sloth paint is inside the now sewn up sloth tank. This is what I'm stuffing its arms with.
So where are we going?
This is like an elbow. This is like forearm.
Do you know where we're going? And how to get down to where the Master Jedi can find.
We need to get some... What did you call it earlier?
I'm not sure. Can we use the Jeopardy music? Will that help?
No! Shut up! Stop it! You know this doesn't help.
It entertains us.
No more than 8 seconds.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Gotta move on to something else.
What were you needing?
We needed temporary elevator. That's what I was thinking of.
Okay.
Temporary elevation equipment.
Okay. All
right. I have just a thing. I have a jetpack.
Do you have one for everyone?
No, I don't think we even make one that will carry you.
I don't need one.
As a Jedi, would I even need one? Because they can pretty much get around.
Well, you could jump, but...
Then you can fall.
And neither of those hurt you. It's the landing part that really sucks.
Although, technically, with the Force powers, we didn't give you the Force jump.
Oh.
You're still a Padawan.
We needed more points in there.
You're still a Padawan.
You'd have to put more points into it in order to be able to do that.
Yeah, I did.
Not that kind of Jedi.
Yeah, I know. It's now.
So,
hey, that's my joke.
You know the area. You know what's been explored so far on this side of the city. Past the landing point. You'll be able to get them to there.
Am I from
here? Well, you're well traveled. You will travel enough a month.
City.
That's speciesist.
Is it the truth?
Yes. But no, you're well traveled, so you've been to this area before. It's not your home territory, but yeah, you're familiar with it, and plus you can read the signs, which are like claw marks that are streaking in a certain direction that say, hey, this is where stuff is. So you can take them kind of to the edge of civilization, so to speak, basically out until things kind of stop, and then it just is open tree branches for them to climb through.
Yeah, so you said we could get that temporary, elevator equipment.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you can have that.
So we'll grab that, and then I'll start leading them in the general direction that I remember, the one that talked strangely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you're gonna get all that equipment together, and you're gonna head out that direction. Anything special you wanna do to prepare besides the tree climbing equipment?
Camouflage trooper armor.
Okay.
Not only that, I'm gonna grab some medical equipment
Med kits would probably be good for all of you to carry.
Med kits, some antitoxins of things that I know.
Yeah.
Frequent the area.
So you can get the antitoxins as far as the clone trooper armor. You can have that. They have that available for you to requisition here. That wouldn't be a problem. Because that's what they're expecting. That'll give you +1D on your sneak rolls. Anyone else? Any other things? Med kits. You can all have those if you want. They're
just a basic combat loadout is what I'm going with.
Okay.
Med kit, first aid pack, those types of things.
Okay. So the area to the if we're gonna can I have the weather race markers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'll get a ghillie type suit as well.
Okay.
Not really a suit, but just break myself with the vines.
Have you modified him? Would you have modified him for climbing?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was probably one of the first things I did.
Okay.
Because if I came home, he couldn't come with me.
Go ahead and mark your climbing skill down and give it a +2 for the claws that she's engineered on you.
I don't know what that falls under. Is it strength?
Strength, yeah. What's your strength?
2D.
Okay. So yeah, so you automatically have 4D for the for climbing.
Yeah.
Actually, I guess it would be +1, right? Everything else has +1.
If your strength has +1, then it would.
It doesn't, added. But brawling does. So.
No, then that just means you've added the one.
Okay.
That's extra has been added to that. All right, so in general, I'll draw you a little map. Here's the landing pad.
I thought that was over here.
Hmm? No. Of course you thought it was over there. That's what led to this whole delay.
No, the coordinates were clearly right there.
That's the coordinates that this R2 Mech gave me.
Have you tried kicking it?
I hope I called it was an R4, not an R2.
That usually works for that series of droid.
Yeah, that didn't work. We flew around for another hour before we got to the right place.
Can you scratch that poor cat, too?
She looks angry.
That's because I keep moving away from her.
She's angry.
The cat.
I'm content.
I want that cat. Looks like it's got vampire fangs. Y'all seen that yet? I want one of those cats.
Me and cats don't get
along. All cats have kind of the pointy
thing. No, these actually come out of its mouth like it's... They hang out about like this far out of its mouth.
So saber-tooth cat?
Like yeah, pretty much.
Odd defense.
Well, and yeah.
It probably can't eat right either.
Poor thing. All right, so here's the platform. Here's like the rest of the city, just, you know, in general. The way the branch is set up is they follow into the, they have these pathways that go around various trees, and usually each tree trunk that's coming up has a platform around it, a ring.
So it's like all the Ewok villages up in trees, but larger scale.
Much larger scale, because these are actually built with, like, along with the branches of the actual trees supporting it. So it's almost like... Like, you guys can walk on it like it's regular ground. You could even actually bring some of the ATPT walkers, the small ones, the personal walkers that people can get on. They can even run on these things. I mean, the branches actually form a really, really strong network that's really as solid as you can want for any bridge. So each of these is a tree trunk. That you know the way that this expands to this in this from here anyway is out to there, with this is the last one being it's been last one that's actually been made into an actual structure.
So that would be a good technical jumping off point.
Mm-hmm.
Be a nice stationary point to anchor. Okay.
Yep.
I will lead us that way then.
Okay. Now, as you're heading out, the squad leader will let you know, we'll be keeping in contact with you through the comlinks. So any orders or anything you need to get back to them, you can, as long as the radio range is still in place.
Roger, roger.
What would you?
Hey,
what
that's
direction?
My line.
when you get there, actually, can you go ahead and give me a the life detection?
Yeah.
Go ahead and add one more die to it.
He's doing that. I look through my binoculars, just kind of scout the area.
Oops. Nine. You rolled a one on the
and a random. One on the wild die. Okay, so that's nine. You get it kind of you get an idea where there might be. Might be what Yoda's talking about, but you actually get disoriented and are having trouble focusing. Because of the one that you rolled. He's able to tell you, but it's like pointing down. He's pointing down where there are not branches and levels and stuff like that for you to go to.
We need to dope you with more Metachlorians.
Do you have what perception do you have?
I've got search.
Okay, can you give me a search check?
I can.
With your sensors.
Damn!
Damn. 26?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Plus 2, so 28.
Almost heroic. you actually sense... You actually sent some transmission. You can't pick it up because it's encoded and you can't read that code anymore. But it's a transmission from the from battle bots. of some sort.
Battle droids?
Some kind.
Battle bots is a totally different thing.
Yep.
There are battle droids. Can I triangulate it off of anything?
No, there's, you wouldn't be able to pinpoint it more than that.
But could I, do I have a knowledge of how far they can broadcast?
That's what I was
Yeah, I mean, it's their broadcast range for them sending out is really short. That's why they have little repeater packs that tend to broadcast.
But assuming that they would have one of those, how far it could be?
Could be one of those.
Okay. There's a local battle droid communications.
Not unexpected, considering the front is
front's much closer. South. Much closer than the front.
The front is way south of the group, like about 40 kilometers south. You are.
There's no good reason for battle droids to be this close to this location.
At this point, you're about a kilometer west.
Which I suspect is a very low probability of being true.
And perhaps they're looking for the same thing?
Or they're with.
I would have to have knowledge of what we were looking for to be able to answer that.
So that's where you sensed the general direction where you sensed the disturbance.
You couldn't triangulate the box.
Triangulate means three.
So move to this one here and take another reading. That's two, and then move back another one and take another reading.
I can't be in two places at once.
You don't have to. You remember the coordinates of where you found them.
They are moving.
His sensors aren't refined enough to be able to do that. They're not made for that. You'd know that. Yeah. So what do you want to do? Do you want to go ahead and just start... spelunking through the trees, mm-hmm. essentially.
Yeah, let's go.
There's caves?
The structure of the trees basically are a bunch of branches that make whatever's underneath it almost its own caverns and ecosystems all over the place.
So we get over here, and I set up the pulley system, anchor it pretty well.
Just pretty well.
Really well.
How about really well for those who can't fly or climb?
Well, you know what I mean.
She does kind of an okay job at it.
Yeah, it'll do.
As well as a temporary support system can be anchored.
Uh-oh.
Do you need me to roll?
He's getting out pieces.
And if so, what am I rolling?
A lot of them.
Survival.
Survival! I put extra points in that.
That's good.
You told me to.
That's also good.
Good that you obeyed.
Ooh. And then she wrote like garbage.
Garbage. That would be a 12. Would it really be survival? I mean, I am building it.
Well, but what's the main thing that survival is for is to where to how to kind of get through here. True. So for that aspect, yes. And so what'd you roll?
A 12.
Okay. Can you go ahead and put me where you guys are as you're kind of going...
how big is the platform that we're going to be going
to? It's kind of an open area of branches, so it's this whole area.
Can you stand on it?
Mm-hmm.
Then I would have flown down and took up a position to cover them.
Okay.
A prone position, trying to stay hidden. Do you need a sneak roll?
Yes, if you're trying to stay hidden, yeah.
So I get a plus one because of the camo.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have climbed about halfway down and made sure that it was working well and nothing was
gonna break.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if so, be close enough to where I could reach out and try to grab somebody.
Okay. So go ahead and give me where you are at.
A hide roll, not a sneak roll. There's a hide.
Okay. Would it have been different?
No.
Okay. All right, so go ahead and put yourselves where you are as you're kind of coming down to the platform. You were down there first.
Yep. prone there.
Yep.
If, wherever they're going to land, if they're going to land here, I would be in front of that position.
So put yourself in relation to where he is. Working on the... All right, what about you,
Joseph? Waiting on everybody else.
Mike, where are you?
That's good where I am in relation to him because I use a blaster.
Okay. Joseph?
I'll be with him.
All right. Give me a danger sense check.
Danger.
Will Robinson, my arms are flailing wildly.
Where's that at?
It's the force power.
Oh, so it's 3D.
And what's the difficulty of it that you have it?
He rolled a 1 on the red.
A goddamn red.
He's not sensing nothing.
Okay. Never mind. No, that would mean he was sensing something.
The wrong thing?
No, you used a double negative. You don't
My
sense nothing.
My master sucked at training me.
Maybe you're just a bad Padawan.
Ooh,
look here. Ooh, burn.
Ooh, a fight.
I'm not the one that got lost.
Ooh. Your master's the one who messed with my head.
Ooh.
Okay, what you got? What you got to turn to that?
All I got to say is this. That's what I did during the ship fight. All I got to say.
Yeah, but he was working the shields. How much damage did they take?
They didn't even get shot at.
Exactly. He did his job.
Because I did my job.
They knew it wouldn't do any good to shoot at us because there was a master on the shield.
You weren't flying. She was.
No, I was talking about him.
I would like that ship design now.
This one kind of looks like a...
You notice...
A vacuum cleaner.
A vacuum
Maybe
cleaner ship.
Maybe it looks like a stingray.
Uh-oh. What? It's little lizards.
Are they tasty?
They're running at you like mad.
I am going to shoot the lead one. Is that how close they are?
At this point, yeah. They come out of some bushes. They're right there. Who has the highest perception? Is the way initiative works in this.
3.
3. 4D.
Alright, anyone have better than 4D?
Nope.
Where's that at?
Not if you're just looking at perception.
It's the first one on the bottom.
Oh, I have a 2D.
Okay.
You're 2D, I'm 3D.
It's not a competition, actually it kind of is.
I have one more dimension.
So I won.
All right, so you're going to roll initiative for everybody.
Can he roll another 6 with the red?
He rolled a 6.
6 with the red.
11, 9. 17. I don't know why it took me so long to add that up.
I wasn't trying, so that's why it took me so long.
I'm just doing that like...
numbers.
What? 17?
Numbers, man.
Is this working?
Yes.
Yay! You recognize these guys as Katarn. That are,
Mortal Kombat character.
No, Katarn.
Isn't that the name of the Jedi that has the blaster pistol? What's his name?
Kyle?
Yes.
No, that's Katarn.
That's what he just said.
No, he said Katarn.
Alright.
Huge difference.
This is Star Wars.
So you guys, everyone give me a separate perception check.
Separate than what?
Not the initiative that you guys just rolled.
11.
Okay.
Alright, so you see...
28.
I rolled a 7.
It's a butterfly.
I got a 9.
Oh.
So you see those in the bushes that are actually going after those. That's what those the guys are running from.
I assume running. I see it as well.
What'd you roll?
28.
No, yes. Yeah, of course it's up. Anyone else close?
I got what is it? What we need? I got 11.
15 is what we're looking for.
Yeah, I didn't see shit.
Okay.
I have a 9. Those things don't normally attack people, do they?
They can, but they're kind of like coyotes. They only do it if they really outnumber them and they're really hungry.
So I would probably assume something weird's going on.
What are those?
Yeah, give me a survival check. Give me a...
Really?
Give me a knowledge check.
We're going to lose our Wookiee.
I bit my Wookiee.
Is it alien species? Is that what you need?
17.
17. Well, no, the alien species refers to actual alien beings like Wookiees and humans and so on.
Sentient.
Yeah.
There's enough of them already.
This would be survival or just a straight knowledge. They are Anaconda.
Don't want
them. Absolutely. That's what they are. And I know they named them that because of they're trying to make them anacondas, only not quite.
Will they attack?
Do they have rattlers on their...
No, they have spines on their tails.
Okay, I knew there was something.
So, what do you... you guys get to go first. What are you doing?
I'm going to shoot that dude with the blaster rifle I have out.
Yeah, are they prone to attack us? Or will they just continue to follow after the little guys if we leave them alone?
That would have been the first thing you asked.
You think they'll probably go after a bigger prey if they have it?
Let's kill them.
You and I don't know they're there.
You will.
I don't know they're there.
No danger here at all.
Are you going to let
those aren't the creatures
these
we're
aren't creatures,
for.
These aren't creatures that you're worried about. And these things are scary as hell to you guys. You guys... not a lot of... I mean, these are like Tyrantitex as far as what scares the hell out of you.
What kind of sounds do Wookiees make when they're scared?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to shoot at it.
All right.
He would go first, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I don't see him.
No, he doesn't see him. So
you see the little things.
Yeah, I saw the little ones.
We're probably going to shoot them.
I can mess with
them. What is this,
Danny? 18.
We ain't even got to worry about them.
All right, that's a hit. Wait, which one are you shooting?
He's in short range for the blaster rifle.
You mean, is it short? Is in the...
3 to 30.
That's meters, not squares.
So, how many meters is that?
5, 3
10,
to 30? Okay, that'd be...
It's so short.
3 to 30, yeah, okay.
Does it hit?
Yep.
How many meters is a square?
2.
For those of us who are not aware of the Anaconda's...
25 points of damage.
Do we get some kind of another perception since he just shot one of them?
Yep.
On my turn, I was going to warn everybody.
How much damage?
25.
Yeah, I still don't know they're there. And I got a 1 on the wild die.
I got a 6 on the wild die. Roll a 20.
I'm going to start climbing back up the tree when you tell me what's down. I'm like, nope. I'm going to turn into
Did I at least hit it?
Yep.
I'm going to turn into an octopus.
Okay, so what did you do?
The real threat is the anacondas behind the... What are those things? Katarns.
Yeah.
And then I'll shoot if I can.
Yeah. Talking's free.
Oh, good.
Unless you give us a little bit.
Not this time.
In which case, nobody wants to hear that thing.
Ode.
Ode to
Anaconda.
Because I don't want none. Because I don't have fun, son.
Big booty because you got a big booty.
I like big booties, and I cannot lie. You other Wookiees can't deny. And a girl walks in with a furry, 25. Furry waist and a round thing in your face. Anyway, okay, what?
25.
Oh, that's a hit. Roll your damage.
And I'll concentrate fire on the one he shot.
Okay. What's the damage on that weapon?
5d.
Okay.
10, 17.
And on weapon damage, the one will always take away the top die on,
yeah,
on weapon damage. What is that?
17.
Okay. This is scratch. Doesn't seem like he's any worse than he was before.
But we lobbed the thumb off.
It doesn't have
it's
arms.
A, it's a big snake. Reptile snake.
I was making it's a Monty Python joke. It's like things decaffeinated.
He'll bite your kneecaps off. Alright, so who wants to go next?
Well, I attempted to see them, and I rolled a 1 on the wild die, and a total of 9.
Okay. So you know where they're pointing, but you don't see what they're.
Can I smell them with my pheromone detection?
Are they
horny snakes?
You can tell they're around, but you just can't tell direction or whatever. They're hungry. There's a sense of hunger in the air. All right. Who else?
I rolled another perception, got a 20.
Okay. So you can spot them. What do you want to you want to take an action this time?
No.
Okay. Because that would be a second action that would take a take a minus. Because you're spending your whole time trying to find them. Does that make sense? I'm trying
to explain it. Because otherwise, and if you were to take a second action, you would have to take one off the previous perception as well.
So. Yeah. So whenever you're doing that, you got to kind of plan for that and whatever you're going to do next. All right. So they're going to go.
I should have fired more than one shot.
I wake up the Wookiee.
The Wookiee has to work in the morning.
What time?
6.
Oh, wow.
That's about what time I'll be going to bed.
Scream. They run right past you. They don't care about you at all. All right. And next round. If you get to go first, what do you want to do this time?
I want to attack.
All right.
Or am I close enough to attack?
Yeah, you can move.
Yeah, you can
there.
Move half your movement, which is in meters. So you can move normally 10. So you can move up to there. Yeah. You'd be able to take a swing at that one if you want.
Alright, so it's 4D.
Lightsaber,
yeah. 4D.
Mm-hmm.
So you make the lightsaber sound.
Oh, wait, that's my damage.
Yeah. Wow, that's a good roll.
21.
You miss. No, I'm kidding.
Shit.
I'm kidding. No. So for melee weapons, your difficulty for that is what?
It just says difficult.
Difficult. Okay, so easy is 0 to 5. Very easy is 0 to 5. Easy is 10. Moderate is 15. Difficult is 20. So you need a 20 to be able to hit. So that's all you have to do to hit. Now roll your damage. And they get to try to not be sliced in half.
Is that the reason Finn sucked?
15.
Yeah, 15.
Okay. That is not good for you plinking a little bit. Is this the same one that you got, or that's the different one?
Same one.
That we've all three attacked now.
Alright. And
it's me and you are next, yeah?
Are we?
Perception?
No, we've already gone.
That's a new round.
This is a new round, okay.
Did you see it yet?
Christy?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. At this point, you after they move up, y'all can see them.
Okay.
So for this round, you'll be able to take an action.
Can I shoot it from up here hanging off the tree?
Yeah. 10 meters
are
from
you,
me,
are you,
Mike.
You're huh? working on the thing. 10 you can meters. Pick up your bowcaster and shoot, right?
Yeah.
Oops. It's medium range, then.
You can move half
you
your move if you
wanted.
All right, move me up.
Well, how close do you have to be?
I need to be within
range.
7 meters.
You're 7 now.
No, meters.
2, so 4, be... 6, oh. 8, 10.
He's got a short.
Yeah, so if you can just move
just
2 there, that'd
two
be
enough. Right here. 2, 4, 6.
He's,
yeah, right there.
He's gonna be in the center.
Take off your high die.
And that's nowhere near it then. It's only gonna be 8.
No, that's for damage.
Huh?
I
rolled a...
Okay. You rolled a 1, yeah.
Okay.
And everything else was pretty good to roll, so...
Okay.
15.
15? Okay, that'll hit. At that range. What are your damage?
You roll 1 on your wild die?
Yes.
Mm. And still hit. That's pretty good.
The one only takes away for damage. For damage, it automatically takes away the highest die. What did you roll with
the
1?
On
it was 2.
It was a 6. 14. Took away. Yeah.
14.
14 without taking it away?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That would be a hit. Yeah.
Oh.
What does the wild die do on a regular?
On a 1, it's either I make a complication, I make it, you succeed, but with the whatever numbers you have, but you take a complication, right? If it's enough to make to succeed, then you still get that success.
So he's got a complication.
He's got it's gonna make a complication.
Same with her.
Yeah. All right. Oh, I prefer complications on the to hit rolls because that means something weird happens.
18 on the damage.
All right, 18. Okay, that's a scratch.
12
for damage. Okay, then he's gonna be able to absorb that.
I don't think we're doing nothing but pissing this thing off.
Yeah, they have 5D strength, and that's a lot to try to whittle through.
They have the same strength as me.
Joseph,
they're Wookiee strong. Mm-hmm. Does shooting past the Jedi incur anything?
No.
You got a clear shot.
I mean, yeah.
Only if you roll a 1 on your wild die.
Well, let's not do that. I'm going to shoot twice.
Okay.
I mean, kind of like that.
Yeah. There's a 1 on the wild die.
And there's a lot of other ones over there.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe they've just shot you in the back of the head.
All in all, it's only a 9.
Okay.
I think I missed everything.
Go ahead and roll dodge for me.
He shot himself in the foot.
No, you got to roll a dodge.
Roll dodge.
Oh,
3D.
I'm giving you a free actual dodge, but to see if...
I am motivating you.
You hit me.
Nine.
What did you roll?
Nine.
Okay.
You have dodge to do his
rolls. I'm motivating him.
Roll your damage. And remember, you take minus 1 off of it because of your attack. Because this is your... One of 2 attacks.
Is that that's on damage as well?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Did not know that.
He's doing less damage to you.
9, 13.
Okay. Roll your strength. Roll your stamina. If you don't have stamina listed, then it'll just be strength.
3D.
So how much is that?
8.
8. Okay. So you're gonna take you go down to stunned. Does it have the markers there at the bottom?
Yeah, but he has a resist stun.
Yeah, I've got resist stun.
That's if you activate it. You have to activate that. So you'll go ahead and take you're stunned. You're not wounded, but you're stunned by that. That means you have a minus 1 die on everything until you recover that.
Okay.
Roll your second shot.
See if we can hit him again.
Ten. 18.
That's a hit. Roll your damage.
14.
Okay.
Thank God it didn't shoot me, man.
I'm motivating you. Hit it next time.
I'm motivating you with a lightsaber. Yep. Mechanical.
All right, that bounces.
That will not motivate me.
Okay. Who's next?
Me.
Okay. Go ahead.
Don't shoot me.
At that range, he's not going to really risk it.
See the stun thing.
Stunned is a wound category before wounded.
Yeah, I don't
it's not on the paper.
Yeah. That's because it's not actual damage. It's just an effect that happens, and after that, it becomes wounded.
Is
This is a little like Savage World.
No.
Yeah, the mechanics
are. The mechanic of damage is a little bit.
I don't see a relation at all.
I'm going to try to toss an ion grenade right there.
Okay, remember, ion damage tends to be most effective in most robots.
2, 4, 6, and then... And he's going to...
Just do better shooting it.
Yeah, some high power he's going to blaster shot, blaster rifle shot.
Okay, so this is the, you're going after the other one?
He's too close. He's got him concerned. I'm more worried about this guy flanking.
Okay. That's going to be a hit.
24?
Yeah, I mean, if they're worried about it. You even have to ask him.
Yeah, he's six. It's six. No, he can roll five ones.
He didn't.
He could.
Yeah,
the odds are not well. All
right.
Now, let me ask you, if I wanted to spend this...
To add, you could, and to add another die.
I don't think that...
But it's not going to matter.
It's not going to give you enough to get past it. Although, if you spend that character point, it could explode, but again, I think...
Yeah. I'd have to explode.
Well, no, never mind.
What?
It's not a reroll.
The snake will?
No.
The die.
Yeah, I realized that the moment it came out of my mouth.
Anyone not gone yet?
Christy hasn't gone yet.
It was round?
You have to reload your...
What are you standing on there, by the way?
That's the structure that she was working on for the to help get everyone, move everyone
around. So you're like hanging from a rope or something?
I'm standing on top of whatever she's building.
Yeah.
Probably like a platform or something.
Yeah.
What am I doing?
Can you shoot me?
Do I have to reload it?
No. You do have to reload, but you can do that as part of your action.
Okay.
Only if you're weak like Han do you have to actually try to reload it.
That's 10.
That's not going to get it, Hoss.
How far are you?
I'm not counting for up.
Not counting for up. I'm like right
now. 4 is 3 to 10, so that's 5 squares.
She's within 5.
Okay, so that'll hit.
Yay!
That's enough to hit. Clear damage.
Where did he go?
Underneath the chair right there.
Roll another one.
I'm just pointing at it like you can see what I'm pointing at.
What'd you roll?
I don't know where my red one go.
I don't know.
Oh, it's over there. Which one did you give me?
The 6 he gave you. So it is.
Okay.
You were a fearsome sounding snake, kitty.
10.
Okay. Does not seem to do any damage. But you move it back, and it's knocked off of its bearings.
Yay!
20 feet.
Yeah, it's not knocked down as much as it's kind of crumpled into a bit of a coil.
Holy shit, what was that?
I made it roll around in a pretzel.
You did. You did. It looks unhappy.
Is there a tax of opportunities in this? No. I say, I gave the Jedi kid a tax of whatever. I'm sleepy. Leave me alone.
All right.
Would never guess.
Someone comes up to you, hits you with a 15.
All right, so...
Yeah, watch them 15.
It's physical, right?
Yes.
So I have +2 die to physical for my armor.
Got one in this hand, and then 5 in this one.
Plus your stamina. You add that to your stamina to avoid it.
You're going loopy.
It happens when I'm sleepy.
I'm going to take the alcohol away from the Wookiee.
What alcohol?
16. 17.
Alcohol?
Okay, you're blind.
I'm hyped up on Diet Sprite.
How much was that?
17.
34.
And sugar-free blackberry syrup. So,
You're gonna take two. Take what's wounded and then
incapacitated.
Oh wow!
Incapacitated.
I've had one too many cookies. My blood sugar. Wait,
that doesn't sound good.
Scratch that. I rolled too many for him. He was.
I thought I only had to beat a 16, is what you said.
No, that was his attack roll. What you were rolling was to soak.
Okay.
And he rolled really well on the damage. You're gonna go down to wounded. I actually rolled one die too many on that. So you now have minus one die on all your rolls.
Okay.
Until that's ended too. Alright, who else?
It starts over.
He's not actually going to be able to attack. He's getting himself back together. Going after you.
But he's not
going to get an attack this round. Next round?
I'm still stunned, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's just a minus one. You can still take your action.
I'm going to attack the same one I've been attacking, so that gives me back down to 3D.
Okay.
Shit.
10. All you need to do is hit the 10 to hit it.
No, 15 for his lightsaber.
So it's 10 I missed.
Okay. Lightsabers are difficult, so they're really hard to...
Oh, he's got to have a 20 then.
Yeah, 20. That's right. Alright, Mike, what you got?
19 with the blaster.
Okay, that's definitely going to be a hit at that range.
He looks so disgruntled.
And 19 for damage.
I've been rolling incredibly well for all of these soak rolls, so yeah, that's not going to
be.
I don't mean it.
These guys are gone, right?
This is how I feel about you.
My move was.
I don't think we've figured
it out.
10.
Okay.
I don't
want to
move the droid where he's not
going to
hit me if he misses.
That is an impossible place. I can hit you from any direction. My marksmanship
is a
good.
Alright, I'm going to shoot twice. I'm taking a die off. See, I'm that good.
How much?
21.
Okay, it's a hit. Roll your damage. Roll well. 14. Not enough.
Alright.
Guys are hard to damage.
Second shot. They're just as strong as Wookiees.
I'm not a Wookiee. 13.
To hit?
Yeah.
That range is a hit, yeah.
Okay.
Let the Wookiee.
Yeah, I know. 12.
That's gonna bounce. Okay, who else hasn't gone?
Me. I'm gonna take a step back to give me range for the rifle. I have to have 3 meters for that, and it gives me my 3 meters.
Okay.
I'm going to shoot. If I hit, I'm going to use my force point for damage. So I have 4D plus 1 with that.
Using force points for damage is usually considered a dark side act because you're using the force to harm people.
I'm not a Jedi.
You can still get dark side points.
That's all right.
That's why I'm giving him a warning.
That's fine. That's fine. I just feel that if we don't stop these unsentient beings, we're going to die. So I'm willing to take
that. Aren't you already wounded, too?
Yeah. So I lose a dice, which is... I'm 4D plus 1, makes me 3D plus 1, but I'm a dumbass and forgot that my clone trooper armor gives me plus 1 dex on all my skills. So I stay at 4D plus 1.
Yep.
That's a knife.
That's why clone troopers could hit their targets and stormtroopers couldn't.
Ooh.
They have better armor.
Except when you jinx me like that.
No, what was it? No, because we were...
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Yeah, it was that right there.
No,
this was a 1, and that was a 6.
Okay.
So it's 13.
14. Okay, at that range, that's going to be a hit.
All right.
There's
that. And it's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 dice.
Okay.
I see 5, lots of 10, twos
15,
and ones.
20, 25, 36.
Please tell me you blew its head off.
Or at least ruptured a spleen. It's got one of those. I'm not even sure I have one of those.
18, it's incapacitated.
Take my dark side point.
No, roll a d6. It's not guaranteed.
Six.
Unless you roll six.
Nope, you're okay.
That's if you roll a one, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, something bad's got to happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
Alright. I thought you were the damn cat. I was about to yell at her for making me itchy.
This is the one I shot.
Okay.
Will you not roll your dice into other dice? That way we know what you rolled.
Like, yeah. I don't think that was the... Was it?
Just do it again. And do it over there.
There we go. 16. That's going to be enough to hit.
Fourteen. Take it.
Yep. Nope.
Oh. So, okay. Does it have to hurt it in order to be able to knock it back?
No. It's too good to knock back. Okay. It's fine. It's rolling really well. I keep exploding dice.
Yeah, I was doing that a little while ago. Now I'm not.
Anyone else?
I think we're done.
Find out whatever bad thing happens to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's on its turn. It's going to slither away. Anyone gonna attack it? Continue to attack
no.
it.
Coward. Yeah. It might come back and attack us. Of course, I'm gonna shoot it again.
I'm waving at it. Bye.
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah.
Felicia. I ain't doing nothing but pissing it off, anyways.
What's its range to you? What's your range?
I go up to 20 at short.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12.
Okay. So it'll be a hit.
16.
Oh, there we go.
Yay!
Alright, takes another wound. What do that for? So it's incapacitated.
Good. Now it can't come back and attack us later.
So it's down.
It's not. Incapacitated isn't actually down. It's meaning it's severely.
Is this one dead?
No, they're both incapacitated, whatever that means.
That one's down. That one is down. That one's incapacitated.
Then I'm going to shoot it.
Okay.
And he's in short range.
Your blaster rifle needs to have its blaster pack recharged. You have spares. You just need to...
Well, then I'll use the pistol.
Okay.
And that puts him just out of short range.
Okay.
Pistol rifle!
10.
What?
No.
11, I'm sorry. 12.
That's what you need. All right. Roll your damage.
This does significantly less. Except when it explodes.
And he didn't roll well, so.
So it is good. 16. Right? No, I'm wrong. 12, 17, 18.
Wrong. Alright. Alright, it's severely wounded.
Is it
mortally
edible?
Wounded. It's one. It's a hair away from dying.
Is it edible? She asked.
Yeah, pretty much everything's edible to you.
I say I'm gonna kill them anyways, just so that they don't come back and get us.
Okay. Anyone else want to take an action this turn? Are you letting it go? You're saying you're letting it go.
Is there one that we need to finish off?
I can't get dark side points.
No, you can't. Then again, you can't get force points either. So.
True.
So it's going to go and it's going to scramble from
the Oh, branches. No. I'm going to shoot it.
Well, this is its turn.
Oh, this is still
its turn. Yeah. All right, so that one's going to slither away. Give me a life detection.
It would have been better tactics for everybody to have killed that thing.
Are we sure he's a Jedi? Old.
I don't think he's a Jedi.
He's a Padawan. He's learning.
He stole somebody's lightsaber.
Okay.
Oh, so he's like one of those nasty mudbloods that steals pureblood's wands?
Mudblood? Really? You're going to go there? That is so insensitive.
That's our word.
Yeah, you can't use that word. That's our word.
All right. Scruffy nerf herder.
All right, this is a good place to stop. Actually, we went a little over where we should have went for this one.
Oh, no!
But we didn't want to stop in the middle of a battle.
We're going to get in trouble. Right. So what will happen at this point? You're going to...
Taking out.
Yeah, you're gonna have to help the clone trooper who's been injured. And we're going to got to get him patched up. You're going to hear the sounds of other blaster fire off in the branches to below you.
Below us.
Yep. But we'll worry about that next time.
Yeah, you're going to have to come back next time to find out what's going on down there.
Roger, Roger. Right.
Bye, Roger, everybody.
Bye. Roger, Roger.
Roger, Roger.
Maggots in my scrotum. I'm